This is Bloomberg Markets with Tim Fox and Lisa Abramowitz on Bloomberg Radio.
A new kind of Cold War, perhaps one waged in trade policy and sanctions. Here to tell us more, Ariel Cohen. He is a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council and also the director of the Center for Energy, Natural Resources, and Geopolitics at the Institute for the Analysis of Global Security. Ariel, thank you very much for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
Now, I got to, just by that introduction, I have to assume you know just about everything there is to know, but you can't foretell the future. But having said that, so given your the context in which we operate right now, what is the most crucial kind of foreign policy issue that you believe President-elect Donald Trump will tackle?
I think the clear focus of Trump is on the Pacific. I suspect that the one who is going to implement the pivot to the Pacific that President Obama talked about so much and didn't do much, and then got an egg on his face with the Philippines, of course. The real pivot is going to be under Trump, and it's not going to be pretty because China is a rising power. It's a rising great power. They have a history and culture of playing strategic games. Their national game is Go, which is capturing territory. And it's played for a long, long period of time. So I suspect that Donald Trump is trying to butter up Putin, detach Russia from China, a tall order indeed. I was in Russia 3 weeks ago, and the Russians told me it'll take you a great effort to detach us from China. And then there will be some kind of a new Cold War, a trade war, with Beijing, and I really hope and pray that our country will come out on top, and in fact that we'll turn it into a win-win.
Well, based on what you know of President-elect Donald Trump and also the books that he has written, what's your estimate? What's it look like in the future?
It looks like the art of the deal is going to be the guiding principle. Push the other side as much as you think it's safe to push them, without losing the deal. What does Trump want? He wants jobs, jobs, jobs for Americans. What does that mean? It means that we cannot have our prime industrial competitor, China, with such a low exchange rate for the yuan. It means we'll have to find ways to make our industry more competitive. After all, if you're looking at industrial production and not just services and ultra-high tech, we have to compete against the workers that are paid maybe a fraction of our workers are paid. And when it comes to Russia, look, Russia is not our friend. I was born there. I speak the language. I met Putin 10 times. And I can tell you, they don't like us. Having said that, there are...
Can you just... hold on, Ariel. Just expand a little bit on your meetings with Vladimir Putin. Maybe just give us some insight into the kind of person he is and what's it like to be in a room with him and so on.
You know, it's a weird combination of intensity and being really cold. So it's cold intensity, I guess. He makes his staff scared. He got his translator that he kept correcting, very, very nervous in front of a group of us. But he commands a huge amount of information, keeps it in his head, doesn't use cue cards or notes, and sometimes makes really, really big mistakes, which raises a question, who is briefing him? And I know who is briefing him. See, his security services are briefing him.
What kind of mistakes are you talking about?
Oh, he, for example, said that the United States was supporting the jihadis in North Caucasus and Chechnya. And I don't buy it for a moment. We're not that crazy.
Say that's a mistake, or rather, do you believe that he is saying that because he wants just to say that rather than knowing that it's a mistake? Or what is the...
I think Russians should know that we did not do that. And there's a huge difference between collection. I asked him flat out, so what's your evidence for that? He said, oh, your intelligence officers met with it, where our intelligence officers would meet almost with anybody to collect, but that does not mean we would train and equip the jihadis, the Chechen jihadis, who kill children and things like that. I hope and pray we don't.
Right. All right. Let's turn. What have you learned about Vladimir Putin's relationship with China that would be useful for an investor trying to understand?
They have a strategic relationship.
that energy is very important.
That is aimed at us. Energy is important, but if you look at the costs of building these two huge gas pipelines, the Power of Siberia and the Altai, one is from East Siberia, one is from West Siberia, we're talking billions and billions, tens of billions of dollars. And the Chinese were lending this money, and to get their worth back, the Russians need high oil prices. This is a paramount concern for the Russians. The oil prices, as they are now, are too low.
$52.94. Is not good for the Russians at 52.
Not at all. Not at all. And you remember everybody was talking about this deal that Rex Tillerson cut with Rosneft, the Russian
For the Sakhalin project.
No, after that.
Oh, after
the
that.
Arctic. For the Arctic. $100 billion over 30 years. But guess what? The Arctic oil is not profitable when oil prices are below 80. And they're, as you said, 52 now. And nobody knows when they're going to be 80 again. So Russia is an interesting play. There's plenty of oil in Russia and gas. And some of it is still very economical. So they want to compete. But they will push in the Middle East and elsewhere for instability to drive the oil prices up. Mr. Putin is the head of Russia Oil and Gas Inc., meaning the Gazprom and Rosneft and other companies that they control. And he is a tough negotiator. Mr. Sechin, the head of Rosneft, is a very tough negotiator. He just pulled in over $11 billion from Qatar and Glencore to buy 25% in Rosneft. Still, valuations per barrel are much, much lower than Exxon or BP or Shell. But nevertheless, Russia is a huge player. They want the sanctions waived by Mr. Trump. And the question I'm asking is, Mr. Trump, applying the art of the deal, what is going to be the quid pro quo when you're negotiating with Mr. Putin?
Well, maybe he's going to give you a call. We look forward to it. You certainly have met Mr. Putin apparently more times than President-elect Donald Trump. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Ariel Cohen, he is a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council. He's also the director of the Center for Energy, Natural Resources, and Geopolitics at the Institute for Analysis of Global Security in Washington, D.C., of course, home to Bloomberg 99.1 and 105.7 HD2. Coming up, a conversation about the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Cars. It's all about cars, artificial intelligence, enhanced reality, and probably selling a lot of computers. This is Bloomberg.